This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Trade developments are encouraging, but more progress is needed with China. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative announced agreements on reciprocal trade with Malaysia and Cambodia and frameworks for agreements on reciprocal trade with Thailand and Vietnam. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that while Southeast Asia holds excellent growth potential for U.S. red meat, exporters face significant tariff and non-tariff barriers in the region.
Starting with Malaysia, the U.S. historically has faced numerous non-tariff trade barriers into the Malaysian region. We're excited to see some of those barriers eliminated. U.S. pork has made strides in recent years in Malaysia, and there's room for further growth. But I think the larger potentials for U.S. beef. Similar situation in Vietnam. There, the issue is tariff. Relief on tariffs is going to be mandatory so we can compete on a level playing field. So hopefully this is the first step in obtaining that. Thailand, another one with prohibitively high tariff rates that has also been noted. Another market that's a much smaller market is Cambodia, which is probably more of a beef market than a pork market opportunity. But the commitment there for duty-free access is also encouraging. Won't be a big market, but honestly, in that whole Southeast Asia region, you add all these markets together, it is significant.
President Trump also met last week with Chinese President Xi Jinping. While the White House has not yet officially released all of the details from the meeting yet, China reportedly agreed to resume imports of U.S. soybeans and made other commitments aimed at easing U.S.-China trade tensions. For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.